This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With the absolute awareness that even a little bit of Federal Reserve coverage can go a very long way, we are nonetheless going to dip back into the central bank's bag of tricks here as we get going. Item number one, the minutes of the Fed's most recent meeting came out this morning. That would be the meeting from just before Thanksgiving, during which we learned today there was some talk about maybe, possibly, sort of starting to think about kind of, possibly not raising interest rates anymore, which is kind of what Chair Jay Powell said in that speech yesterday we told you about, so they are consistent, which is good. The thing is, Powell also said this yesterday.
These reports should be viewed as you might view the results of a regular health checkup. We all hope that a report will be like that will be not very exciting. Many baby boomers like me, however, are reaching an age where a good report is, well, there are a number of things we should keep an eye on, but all things considered, you're in good health.
The Fed chairman made it funny, right? So let's run with that analogy here, shall we? And the good health of the economy. We got the economic equivalent of a strong pulse today. Consumer spending in October, we learned this morning, had its biggest jump in 7 months. But like Chair Powell said, there are some things to keep an eye on. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams is on that one.
On top of the strong consumer spending, we also have strong consumer confidence.
That's in recent months and quarters, but we see a bit of downturn in some of those indicators now.
Matt Slaughter is dean of the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth. If consumers lose confidence, they spend less. Another risk, if the Fed misjudges where inflation is headed and raises interest rates too much or too little. Slaughter says it's tough to weigh different measures of the economy.
The challenge is to discern often, like with our health, if there's a change, knowing if that change is temporary or if it's signaling something more permanent.
Slaughter says economic surprises, just like health surprises, can also make policymaking harder. For example, the trade war with China. Not really sure how that's going to turn out. Another thing to watch, what the Fed calls historically high business debt. Diane Lim is with District Economics.
It's possible for businesses to be a little too confident and decide they can take on more debt now before there's a lot of evidence that they've reached the optimal point and they shouldn't go any further.
Leaving them on shaky ground if the economy starts to turn south. Another potential warning sign in the economy, a slowdown in the housing market. Rising interest rates are making houses less affordable, and sales of existing and new homes are down. Lim says there are demographic trends at play as well.
The baby boomers are trying to sell houses and downsize, and the millennials, our children, are not yet at the point where they're buying the houses that we're trying to sell.
While there are no red flashing lights just yet, Fed Chair Powell says he's watching. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.